This is Twit.
Google may be adding. This is an interesting story, and I thought, what? So you can currently buy a Chromebook. A good example is the Samsung Chromebook, which is also sold as a Windows notebook. Right. And there are a number of these. I think the HP Envy X2, don't they also sell it as basically a Chromebook?
I think they do.
Well, they do. It's not actually the same computer, but yeah, there is a version of it that's a Chromebook. Yeah.
Now you don't have to choose.
Well, not now, but rumored, you know, Google's been working to... I have cat hair in my eyes now. Google is rumored to be bringing Windows 10 compatibility to the Pixelbook and then to the Chrome, you know, to higher end Chromebooks. Mm-hmm. Thing is, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm trying to figure out why on earth they would do this, right? And people always point to boot camp on Mac and they say, well, you know, Apple does it. Why wouldn't they do this? And my response to that is that has nothing to do with why Google would want to do this. When Google added boot camp to Mac, the Mac was in distress. It didn't have any apps. Its customers were asking for it. Apple makes money selling hardware. They do it today with the iPhone. They did it before with the iPod. They did it with the Mac. Their model is the hardware sale. If you want to put Windows on that thing and create a Franken-Mac, you can do that. That's not Google's model. In fact, Google's model kind of relies on you accessing their software and services in as many places as possible. So they want you to run Android. They want you to run Chrome OS. They don't care where you do it. They're not making any money selling you a Pixelbook. So I'm curious, and I'm curious what you guys think about this. I don't understand. It can't. I'll just throw some of the obvious things at people. You know, the boot camp thing was one. The second one is for developers, and this is maybe plausible, but I feel like the Linux app compatibility solves that problem for most of the people who would be in that sphere, you know, as a developer. Either you're going to be like a kind of a web type developer or an Android app developer. Android Studio sure runs on Linux. I assume it runs on Linux. Must. Why do you guys think? I really don't know why. Google has never confirmed that they're doing this publicly. They've never stated why. Why are they doing this?
No one knows.
It could just be to screw with Microsoft.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Okay. That answer makes more sense than anything, actually. No, that's a good answer.
Because you know
Google
why?
Does
because,
a lot of
okay.
things just to screw with Microsoft.
Right. So originally this is just going to be Pixelbook, but then the implication is it could be any Chromebook that meets the hardware requirements. And if you think about it, you know, a lot of people who look at Chromebooks, they're like, yeah, but I have this one Windows app that I really need to run. But if I could, I would totally use this hardware. What if you take that restriction away?
All right. Let me give you something I've made up. This is just I was thinking through this and it kind of speaks to what you just said. I'm curious about the viability of this. I wonder if there isn't something to dual booting is kind of a lousy thing for a normal human being to do, right? If you're dual booting between two versions of an operating system or two different operating systems, you're spending a lot of time not working. You know, you're moving back and forth. And it's like the Alexa Cortana thing. You know, which one do I have to use for this? You know, I got to think about that. What if there was some way for Chrome OS to run Windows apps, but it required Windows to be installed on the hardware? Right? Is there any technical feasibility to what I just said?
So, like, through a virtual machine somehow, or how?
Maybe I don't know. I'm not really sure. But in other words, you know, obviously there are these Wine type solutions you have in Linux for running Windows apps in that environment. But what if, because you know, Chrome OS is a lightweight operating system, what if just having Windows on the system somehow enabled apps to run under Chrome OS? Because that would make more sense. It solves the problem. In other words, I need that one app, whatever it might be, Photoshop or just make something
up. So maybe like through emulation more is what you're kind of hinting at?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, but is there some advantage to having Windows installed on that system where side by side you could kind of run it? You know, virtual environments in the Mac do this. You can install Windows 10 to boot camp and go into Parallels on Mac OS and load that thing virtually. Now, it takes up, you know, memory and disk space, obviously, but I don't know.
I know. I'm just wondering. I saw Yeah, I saw people, and the original story is from xdadevelopers.com, and I saw some people in the comments saying, I bet it's not dual boot. I bet it's going to run in some other way, right? Like,
oh, so
like
someone, maybe, okay, so someone else has thought of this too. Good.
So somebody else was thinking this too. Like, and then if you look at their original story about this before this most recent update they did, the original story was more that Alt OS would let different operating systems run on Chromebooks, not just Windows, but other operating systems. So,
okay.
You know, so I guess the thinking there might have been Linux. I don't know.
It could be it's as simple as a virtual machine. I don't know. You've got Windows loaded in the background, and it's just sitting there to run that one or two apps that you kind of need. Maybe.
I agree.
That would
dual
help
booting.
Get people over to
dual
OS,
booting
right?
is like no, right? Like that's just such
silly.
A big no.
It's silly. Silly.
Yeah.
That's not a mainstream consumer activity.
No.
That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, dual booting might not have been the way they should have described it. You know, maybe they just used that because that was a way of describing
it. Did Google describe it or XDA developers? I mean,
XDA developers.
This is just a rumor, we should point out. Google hasn't said this, right?
Right.
So we don't know how Google's going to describe it. Here's one scenario. Maybe Google has no intention of doing this, but place the story just to kind of solidify the notion that a Chromebook is a real computer.
It could run
Windows if it wanted to. Of course, you wouldn't want to.
I can't remember who told me this, but someone said, you know, there's probably a Google engineer that needs to run Windows. And he's like, look, I want to use Google hardware. Let's just enable this, you know, this, you can make this minor change to the firmware or something and it works. you know, who knows?